It's a little on the lighter side. I've been telling everybody this weekend, I have good news and I have bad news. The good news is this. Deacon Rob was supposed to preach. However, he contacted me. He's not feeling well, so he's not here to give a homily. Okay? All right? The bad news is this. You may be sitting in your pews thinking, yes, no homily today. No, not so fast. That's the bad news. Okay? We still have to work on that. And I do want to share a little thought to you on the devil today. Okay? We're dealing with that talk of the devil. Boy, is he good. So let's delve into it today. Last week, the gospel that precedes this story in the gospels, brothers and sisters, is the baptism of Jesus. Jesus is at the Jordan River. John the Baptist baptizes him. Heaven's open. The Holy Spirit comes in the form of a dove. And we hear the voice of the Father say, this is my beloved Son. Okay, now that's going to become important in the Transfigure story of next week. We hear those very same words from the Father. This is my beloved Son. And with this baptism, we hear it's the Holy Spirit who leads Jesus out into the desert for 40 days and for 40 nights. And it says that the Holy Spirit led him out to be tempted. Okay? 40 days, we know Jesus prays and fasts, and then all of a sudden, along comes the devil. We hear this, Jesus is hungry. And the first thing we got to realize is the devil knows our weaknesses better than we know ourselves. He knows when to pounce. He knows when to jump. And all of a sudden, after 40 days, Jesus is hungry. And guess who shows up on the scene? The devil himself. There he is. Okay? Now, there's a conversation that evolves between Jesus and the devil. I'm going to tell us this. We should not get into a conversation with the devil. We are not Jesus. We are not fully human and fully divine. We are human. And why do I say that? Think back to the original sin. How did that conversation go? All of a sudden we have Eve and here comes the devil. Devil knows when to jump. Devil then says, what did God tell you? Eve says, not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Devil, that's nonsense. Eat and you'll become like God. Boy, did that change it, didn't it? We didn't handle that being fully human very, very well. Okay, it changed it. Concupiscence. Original sin, we made us inclined to sin. We're more inclined to be lazy than we are to work. We're more liable to gossip than to keep our mouths shut. We're more gullible when it comes to patience. We're better at being impatient than we are at being impatient. That's what happened with the sin. It changed everything. Okay? So do not get in conversations with the devil. I'll tell you how you handle that here in a moment. But let's look at these conversations between the devil and Jesus and see what's really trying to take place. Jesus has got to be hungry. I'm going to jump on him there. Command this stone to be turned into bread. And Jesus says, no. Next one, interesting. We call the devil the deceiver. The devil is the greatest liar. And I'm going to read this one to you because maybe you didn't pick it up. But think about how much of a lie this really is. Okay? The devil took Jesus and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, I shall give to you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. All this will be yours if you worship me. Where in the pages of the Bible did God say, devil, I give everything over to you? All the kingdoms. Where? Did it happen? It's a lie. It's a big, fat lie. And what would have happened if Jesus said, okay, I'll do it. I'll worship you. Guilt. We've been there. Adam and Eve, look at that. They hid. Guilt. Jesus says no. Finally, ingenious. Devil says, let's go up on the parapet of the temple. Throw yourself down. The angels will catch you. Here's the other thing. The devil wins here because if the angels don't catch him, guess what happens to Jesus? The devil got what he wanted. This guy is silence. He's brilliant. Jesus says no. No, no, no. And you know what that means? The devil had to walk away and say, who is this man? Human beings are easy. They may say no once, but never twice. Who is it? And so what did the devil have to do? Step away, try to figure out who this man is, and wait again and pounce. And he will. And so if Jesus can handle this whole conversation with the devil, how do we handle the devil? Do not get into conversation. This is what you do. The devil, why don't you watch porn today? It'll be good for you. You say no and move on. Why don't you gossip today? No and move on. Why don't you be impatient today? No and you move on. Don't give it a shot. We're much better if somebody comes up to me and tempts me, if I say no and I get on with something else. It's when we start to think, we start to ruminate, that things begin to weaken. And all of a sudden, we get weaker and weaker and weaker, and we tend to all of a sudden turn our no from a yes. No, and you move on with your life. Get on with it. Okay, don't get in conversation. We cannot. Being only fully human, we cannot beat the devil. Too good. He's too good. Okay? It's my advice for you today. Now, next week when you come, we're going to hear the transfiguration story. Okay, we're going to hear that great story. The voice of the Father says, this is my beloved Son. We hear those words with three words added. Blank, blank, blank. Here's your homework for the week ahead. In the baptism, God says this. This is my chosen Son. In the transfiguration story, he says this. This is my chosen Son. Blank, blank, blank. Go home and try to figure out what is blank, blank, blank. And if you think you know, stop me after Mass. Some people have it, some people don't. I'll tell you if you're on the right track. Okay? But look at that, because we're going to talk about the blank, blank, blank next week. It's going to become important in my homily of next week. Okay? So there you go, brothers and sisters. Comes to the devil, just say no, turn away, be about prayer. Be about fasting, what Jesus did. And let's listen once again to the power of Jesus Christ. God's blessings to you, and a blessed and a peace-filled Lenten season this day.